Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guests today on Let's Talk Pella are Josh Boone and Ben Hectone. They're new officers with the Pella Police Department, and also joining us is Lieutenant Paul Hossie, their new boss. And fellas, thanks so much for joining us today. Big news for you guys. You just graduated from the Law Enforcement Academy, and after 14 weeks in the academy, how do you guys feel to be done and kind of be on the beat now?
It's definitely a relief to be done with the academy. I think anytime you're one place for 3.5 months where you're in an environment where you don't go home during the week, and you've got things going on at night, it just kind of seems to drag on, and it's part of the process. I'm glad that I was able to experience it, but it's definitely good to be back. I think everyone there will say the same thing, that they enjoyed it, but they're glad to be home.
Sure. And Josh, how about you? How was the experience for you?
It was a good experience. The first 2 weeks were a little rough, but then you get used to everybody and you get to know everybody better. And it was harder for me to adjust from working for 4 months previous on the street and then being in a classroom for the next 4 months. And it made me miss being out on the street even more. And so it's very exciting to be back and back on the road again.
Right. And Lieutenant Hossie, we spoke earlier. We do things maybe slightly different here in Pella. We have our guys spend some time on the street, some time getting some real-world experience before they go off to academy, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We usually start our guys 3, 4, 5 months prior to going to the academy. We feel that kind of gives them a nice frame of reference when they're in the academy, things that they can relate back to, things that they're learning now in the academy they can relate back to, experiences and incidences that they had here in Pella prior to starting the academy. During that time, we do some field training with some field training officers here at the department, and it exposes the new officer to law enforcement prior to starting that academy. And then post academy, we also do some field training with other officers here in the department also.
Sure. Would you guys say that's true, that your experience beforehand definitely helped you a lot at the
Absolutely.
Academy?
Yeah, yes. I like Lieutenant Hawes, you said, it just gives you something to reference back to, something you learn in the classroom. You can kind of put a practical application to that, so you're not just, reading or getting lectured to for 14 weeks. You can say, yeah, I guess I get that because I've seen it before.
Sure.
Yeah, it was a lot easier to relate to the material that we were being taught because of our past previous 4 months before the academy, and it helps you understand what we're being taught, and that helps a lot.
Sure. What were some of the more exciting things that you were able to experience or able to learn at the academy?
We had a long, extensive firearms program that was the first firearms program that was extended an extra 30 some odd hours or so, and we shot roughly 2,500 rounds while we were there, and did a lot of night firing and a lot of combat courses that our firearms instructor, Mr. Metzger, introduced to us, and those were a lot of very exciting and fun to learn how to shoot better and be a better marksman.
For me, I guess some of the exercises that we did that were still fun and exciting. Did some scenarios where they'd bring in students from the Des Moines Area Community College Criminal Justice Program, and they would act out scenarios. So we would have a bar fight scenario, domestic abuse scenario, an OWI scenario, and it really forced you to kind of put yourself in the shoes of an acting police officer on the street. It's kind of hard to kind of visualize to know that this is a simulation and still kind of do what you're supposed to do, but it definitely made you use your head to kind of, you had to think on your feet, and it was exciting.
Sure. And again, Lieutenant, as we spoke earlier, it's got to be nice to have two full-time guys now, not totally fully trained, but fully qualified now, and with a great foundation under their feet to get out on the streets and get started now.
Yeah, definitely. We've been working short here for quite some time now, and having both these guys back is great for the department. It's great for some of the other officers that were taking extra shifts and filling in the absence of them while they have been at the academy, but it's great to have them both back, and we're looking forward to getting them started working the street with us.
All right, and what are you guys looking forward to as you begin your run here in Pella?
I'm excited for the random things that happen. I enjoy getting that call or finding something to make myself a better police officer. And just being out on the street at night, working the night shift is something that I'm really excited for. And being fully qualified to do everything, I'm ready and prepared for that.
Yeah, I'm just kind of looking forward to that day where I feel I'm proficient at the common calls that we get. One of the things that maybe is unique to Pella is we don't get a million of every call every day. So you get little exposure to the calls throughout the course of a year, and so you have to really kind of try and hone your skills with the few calls that you do get in order to remain proficient at that.
Sure. And what was the reason you guys decided to get into law enforcement?
My family is not a family that has been in law enforcement, and I the first reason I wanted to was back in high school. I wanted it because it was an exciting profession, and the most common answer that people give you is they want to help people, and I honestly do. I want to be the person that makes a difference in that person's life and for the better, and feel that. That just gives me and fills me with a sense of pride and makes me feel good about myself and the department that I work for, knowing that everybody's doing the same thing.
Sure. Ben?
Yeah, I think, like Josh said, everyone's going to give you that same answer. They want to help people, and that's a common answer for a reason, because that's the type of people that become police officers are typically the people that enjoy public service and enjoy dealing with the public, and I'm no different. I enjoy the diversity of the job. No day is even close to being the same. Sure, there's some monotonous times where, late at night it might get a little boring and such, but the diversity and just the variety of calls you're going to go on is kind of what drew me towards it.
All right. Well, thanks so much for taking some time out today, gentlemen. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sean.
Again, those were our guests, Lieutenant Paul Hasse and Officers Josh Boone and Ben Hectone of the Pella Police Department on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.